Share and Share Alike, starring Michael Robbins and Hugh Paddick. Featuring Elizabeth Morgan and Dennis Bond.
And there we have it. Sauté of duck with sauce burgundy, Sicilian potatoes, courgette maison and buttered baby carrots.
Oh, that looks good.
Next week we shall be looking at roast saddle of lamb jardinière, followed by stuffed apples in meringue with chocolate sauce.
Oh, I don't think I can wait.
Well, come on, Jack, turn that thing off.
Until then, this is Raymond Perry saying
once
again...
Oh, is it really? Right. I won't be a moment.
Where are you going?
I thought we might save time if I took my indigestion pill now.
Don't be silly. You're like this. I've cooked us something hot tonight.
Blimey, that'll make a change. If I have any more of your health-giving salads, my blood will be too pure for me mind. What have we got, then?
Guest.
Oh, come on, stop tantalising me. Show us what you've got under that lid.
Say please.
Oh, Struth. Please.
That's better. Right. Feast your eyes on those.
What are they?
Nut cutlets.
You're joking. You'll be telling me next that stuff with them is seaweed.
That's right, it is. And straight from the coast of Northumberland, full of iron, that is.
Oh, God. All right, Leslie, all right, I'll give in.
What do you mean?
You win. To well with the conditions of Mum's will. There is no way I'm going to be able to live with you for the next 3 years eating this filthy muck.
How dare you? My nut cutlets are not filthy muck. Full of protein.
Well, so is grass. I don't expect to be put out to graze on the lawn, do I?
You try to say that after all the trouble I've gone to, you don't want your nut cutlet.
You have guessed.
Well, I might as well have it then. Mustn't waste good food.
Personally, I can't see the connection.
Oh, very funny. By the way, I've been thinking, shouldn't we have heard from our solicitor by now?
Well, old Brown, what about?
About the codicil we found in Mum's room.
What, you mean altering the period we've got to live together?
Yes, from 3 months to 3 years.
Yeah, don't remind me. Actually, you're right. It is a bit odd. After all, it's over a week since we found our copy.
Exactly.
All right, exactly a week.
Why hasn't he been in touch with us?
Well, I don't know. Perhaps he's busy.
Forgotten, more likely. Oh, really? Must you smoke at the table?
Oh, blimey, here we go. Nag, nag, nag.
Well, it's me who has to wash the tablecloth and you get ash all over it. Doesn't wash itself, you know.
Oh, God.
It's one of Mum's favourite cloths, that was. She embroidered all those little robins herself, you know. 300 of them.
Sure, what a thought. 150 pair of little red breasts.
Trust you to scoff. 3 months that took her. And at the end of that time, she had to have her glasses changed.
Oh, I can't stand this for the next 3 years. I think I'll just tell Brown... Here, wait a minute. That's it. Don't you see, he hasn't got in touch with us about that codicil because he doesn't know anything about a codicil.
Of course he does. He's a fully qualified solicitor.
Now, look, don't you see, he doesn't even know Mum made a codicil, does he? There's obviously only one copy.
Yes.
Which we have got.
Yes.
And which we haven't told him about.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, no. Oh, I see what you mean.
Have you mentioned it to anyone?
No.
Anyone at work?
No, nothing to do with them.
Well, good, neither have I. Here, where do you put the damn thing?
Over there in the bureau.
Right. Right, I think I have the answer to our little problem.
Well, what are you going to do?
Tear it up, of course.
You can't do that.
Why not?
Well, it's a legal document.
That can it be? Mum wrote it on a bit of her blue notepaper.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, hold on. What about the witnesses?
What are you talking about?
There. Under Mum's signature.
Yeah, let's have a look. Blimey, there's three of them. What she used to do up in her bedroom, old orgies.
Don't be so disgusting. Anyway, the point is we can't possibly tear it up, not with three witnesses.
Yeah, I mean, you've got a good point there. Do you know any of them?
Let's have a look. Mavis Hornby. No, never heard of her. Sydney Hollett. No. Ooh, wait a minute.
What is it?
The milkman's called Sid.
Blimey, don't say she was having it off with a milkman.
You have got a one-track mind.
What's her third name?
Margaret Thatcher.
I knew Mum was right-wing, but surely
not. Of course
not,
don't be silly. Be far too busy to come down here and witness Mum's codicil.
Well, whatever her name is, those three people are the only ones, other than you and me, that know that this damn thing exists. Now then, we need to know a bit more about them.
Yeah, well, wait a minute. Mum had a little address book in this drawer. Yes, here we are.
Well done, give it here. Now, what was the first name?
Mavis Hornbeam.
EFGH. Here we are. Harris Higgins, Open Anchor, Opticians.
Spelling never was Mum's strong point, was it?
You can say that again. Hospital, Honey Farm. That should be Funny Farm, if you ask me. Oh, here we are, here we are. Hornbeam, 45 Mill Lane, NW4.
Well, how do we know that's the right one?
Well, look, put it this way. How many people do you know that are called Hornbeam?
None.
Precisely. Now, the next thing to find out, all discreet-like, whether she remembers witnessing this codicil thing.
Well, how can we do that?
Well, it's easy. We phone her up, tell her that Mum left her a little something in her will and we want to give it to her.
That's not true.
Well done, Les. 10 out of 10. When we meet her, we'll get her talking about Mum's will and see if she mentions this codicil.
Do you think it'll work?
I don't know. 8, 7, 4. But if it's going to get me out of having to live with you for 3 years before I can cop my 25,000, it's worth trying. Oh, come on, come on, come on.
Give her a chance.
Yeah, hello, hello. Could I speak to Mavis Hornbeam, please? Pardon? Oh, I see. Yeah, well, I'm sorry to have bothered you. Yes, of course, goodbye.
Wasn't she there?
Yes, she was there, but she was about to be taken out.
Oh, by a friend?
No, by the undertaker. She's just stuffed it.
Oh, dear.
So, that is one down and two to go. Who could that be? We're not expecting anyone, are we?
Oh, it'll probably be the milkman. He's always very late on a Friday. He gets delayed calling for the money. I'll go and pay him.
Yeah, OK. Here. Hang about. Is that the milkman? The one called Sid?
Yeah, that's right.
Ooh!
See what you mean. What are we going to do?
Well, go and pay him as usual, but get him talking.
What about?
Well, use your imagination. The weather. Holidays. Anything, just get him talking. We want to find out just how well he knew Mum.
Yes, I'll do my best. Come in.
Oh, Arthur Noosa. Thought you was out for a minute.
Oh, no, I'm in all right. But of course I'm all alone now.
Oh. Really? Oh, well, anyway, sir, according to the good book here, see, now, you owe 2 weeks. That makes it £1.78.
Oh, well done. Bit colder today, isn't it? Wouldn't be surprised if we get a frost tonight.
Oh, yeah. Well, you could be right, sir.
Have you had your summer holidays yet?
No, not yet, sir, no. Wife and I usually try and avoid February.
Only I usually go to Bognor.
Oh, do you really, sir?
Yes. Oh. There's a nice little show on there last year at the Esplanade Theatre.
Oh, jolly good.
Yes, it was. Jolly good. I've forgotten who was in it for the moment, but I do remember there was one chap who was very funny. Sid. Somebody.
Oh, yeah?
Hmm.
Excuse me, sir.
Totally.
Look, I hope you don't mind me asking this, but have you got the money?
No, not yet. We've got to wait 3 months.
3 months?
Well, it might even be 3 years.
Oh, 3 years? Now, look here, sir.
Mind you, exactly when the money becomes available does rather depend on whether you'd like to step inside for a few moments.
Oh, yeah? Yeah. Here, look, what precisely have you got in mind?
Well, my brother and I want to ask you something in private. Something we daren't discuss out here on the doorstep.
Now, look here, mate. Now, I think I'll leave this till next week.
Oh, dear, I'm not sure if we'll be able to wait that long. Mr. Hollis, or may I call you Sid?
Well, yeah, if you must, sir. I'd certainly rather be called Sid than Mr. Hollis.
Oh, more friendly, eh?
No, sir, more accurate. My name's Collins.
Collins?
Yeah, Sid Collins.
You quite sure?
Well, probably I should be. I've had it for 40 years.
Oh, really? Why the devil didn't you say so in the first place? There's your £2. Keep the change.
Who wants to be a millionaire? I do.
Jack, haven't you finished getting ready yet? We'll be late.
I won't be long. Sit down a minute.
Oh, all right, but do hurry up.
Well, what's the panic? We haven't got to be at the old girl's place till 4:30.
You told me 4:15.
Look, mate, I ought to know. I was the one who rang her up. Here, have you seen my tie?
Oh, my word. Going to wear a tie, are we?
I often wear a tie.
Yes, granted, but usually it's keeping your trousers up.
Very funny. Anyway, look, I am taking this little trip this afternoon very seriously. I mean, now we've found out that Sidney Hollis has emigrated to Australia, this old girl, Miss Hatcher, as she now turns out to be, is the only thing standing between us and Mum's money.
By the way, you know you told her that we wanted to see her to give her a little present for Mum.
Yeah, what about it?
Well, what is it?
Well, that stupid clock in the kitchen here. Where's my tie?
My little cuckoo clock. I'm very fond of that. I've had it for years.
Yeah, I thought the cuckoo was looking a bit senile.
It still works.
Yeah, only just. I mean, when that little door flies open, he doesn't spring out, he falls out. He gives two strangulated cuckoos and staggers back in again.
Be that as it may, I still find it very useful.
Oh, blimey, I can't waste any more time. Have to go with no tie. Come on your feet, let's go.
About time, I must say.
Yep. Here, you great idiot.
What?
You have been sitting on my tie, it's all crumpled.
Oh, well, it'll go with your suit, won't it? Jack, I was right. This is number 45.
All right, well, just don't stand there. Ring the bell.
Yes, all right. Ooh. There's a little notice here. Bell out of order. Use knocker.
Well, go on then. Use a knocker.
There isn't one.
Oh, blimey, just bang on the door like this.
I'm glad she asked us to tea, but I do hope she's got china.
Well, of course she has. Think she's going to ask us to drink it out of a plastic bucket?
No, I meant China tea. Ooh, think she's coming.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm sorry we had to bang so loudly, but as you know, your bell isn't working.
Oh, isn't it?
No, there is a note on it saying that it's out of order.
Ah, yeah, well, that is to stop people ringing it all the time. It gets on my nerves, you see.
Yeah, the note says use the knocker. There isn't one.
No, I know there isn't. No. You see, the idea of that is that they'll get so fed up, they'll go away.
Do you get many visitors?
No, not a lot. I get quite lonely sometimes. Still, we mustn't stand here talking, must we? You'd better come in.
Oh, talk very much. After you, Leslie.
Thank you.
Now, you'll find the immersion heater in the cupboard on the landing.
Pardon?
The immersion heater. It's not working, you know. Or is it the cooker? Oh, I can't remember, really.
Yeah, well, either way, it's nothing to do with us, Miss Hatcher.
Or is it Mrs.?
Oh, no, I don't think so. I do have a very bad memory, but I don't think even I would forget something as important as that. Now, what are you going to do about my fan heater?
I thought you said it was your immersion heater.
Or your cooker.
Oh, did I? Well, I can't remember.
Well, anyway, I think there's been some misunderstanding. You invited us to tea.
But invited you to tea? Oh, dear, why on earth did I invite repairmen to tea?
Look, Miss Hatcher, we are not repairmen. I am Jack Burrows, and this is my brother, Leslie.
You knew our mother.
Oh, really? How interesting. Now, what was her name?
Mrs. Burrows.
Idiot. Her name was Enid.
Enid, No, I don't think I remember a Mrs. Enid, no.
No, you don't understand. Enid was her first name.
Oh, I see. And then she changed it to something else.
No. No. You see, she had three names in all.
course I was. Why did she keep changing them?
No. The first two of the three names were four names.
Don't worry, Miss Hatcher. We'll report back to the office and get them to send someone along who's an all-round expert at anything electrical.
Yes. Oh, I think my refrigerator's gas.
Yeah, well, don't worry. Don't worry. I'm sure he'll take that in his stride. Cheerio.
Goodbye. I let you know if the television goes wrong again.
Why did you suddenly decide to leave?
Well, blimey, the chances of her remembering anything about witnessing a codicil are about 1,000,000 to 1 against, aren't they?
Yes, I suppose so. That means we're in the clear, doesn't it?
Not off. We can tear up that blasted thing, and in another 11 weeks and 5 days, we shall both be £25,000 better off. What a wonderful fall.
Yes, isn't it? £25,000. There's something else as well.
What's that?
I've still got my cuckoo clock.
Hi, Bowless. Where are you?
I'm in the sitting room.
Yeah, hello there.
I see your back.
You can see my front as well if you like.
You're drunk.
Oh, only a little teeny bit.
On the way back from Miss Hatcher's, you said you were going to call into the pub and have one drink.
I did. I stayed on scotch the whole time.
Oh, really?
And what have you been doing with yourself when I've been having a little drinky?
I have been sending letters to people who wrote when Mum died. I have also written that letter to Mr. Brown.
What letter?
You remember? Or you would do if you were sober. The one accepting the conditions of Mum's will.
But I thought you'd done that. Here is the... You got anything to eat?
Well, it won't be worth having now. Been keeping hot for over an hour.
Yeah, well, I expect it was one of your nauseating wheat germ concoctions, so I wouldn't have liked it anyway, would
I? As a matter of fact, it wasn't. As a special treat, I'd cook something I know you like.
Really? What is it?
Sausages and mash. Oh,
sausages and mash, oh, Leslie. Here, are they well done?
They should be. By now.
Oh, I can just imagine them. Dark brown, with the ends bursting out and all knobbly. I can't wait.
Yeah, well, I'll just do this envelope to Mr. Brown and then I'll go and chisel them off.
No. I'll tell you what. You go and get the baggers and I will do the envelope.
Oh, all right, but you do it properly. Use Mum's blue envelopes. They match the notepaper.
Okay. Oh, here we go. Mrs. Brown... An Attenfluger.
Yeah, all right, Sheila, 11:30, I've got that. Oh, yes, I'll tell him when he comes in. Oh, much the same, I expect. He's been in a rotten mood ever since his brother Jack moved in with him. Yeah, especially last week, he was like a centipede with corns. Yeah, oh, just a minute, I think he's arrived. I better start work now. Ta-ra!
Good morning, Janice.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Burrows. Did you have a nice weekend?
Oh, yes, thank you. Most satisfactory.
Oh, I am glad to hear that. So did I. I bought myself this new outfit. Do you like it?
Yes. I think puce rather suits you.
Actually, it is called crushed loganberries.
Is it indeed? Anyway, it's a very pretty dress. Especially the top half. It does a lot for you.
They're separates.
Yes, I had noticed.
I can wear one without the other.
Good Lord. That's rather a revolutionary idea, isn't it?
Oh, no, Mr. Burrows. Separates have been in for some time.
Well, I never.
They're very comfortable, and if you don't want to, you needn't buy both of them the same size.
Whatever will they think of next? Well, anyway, I'll take your word for it. I'm not into such things.
Oh, you could be, Mr. Burrows. You could be.
Yes, well, any messages?
Yeah, only one. Mr. Talbot's secretary rang. He'd like to see you at 11:30.
Oh, 11:30, eh? That's when we normally have our coffee, isn't it?
Yes, that's right, Mr. Burrows.
Well, I'll tell you what, Janice. As I shall be with Mr. Talbot when the trolley comes round, why don't we stroll over to the canteen instead, about 11?
You and me, Mr. Burrows? The two of us together?
Well, just this once, eh? After all, one must take care, otherwise this sort of thing may get out of hand.
Oh, yes, yes, of course. I must say I'm glad you've cheered up. Last week, you weren't nice to know.
Ah, well, it's an ever-changing world, Janice. I mean, even my brother Jack has suddenly become slightly tolerable. Anyway, only another 11 weeks and 4 days, and I'll be packing his bags and he'll be moving out.
Right, Rod, your move.
Oh, yeah, ta. Four. One, two, three, four. Oh, community chest. Well, what was it going to say?
Perhaps it's your birthday.
No, that's not until April.
Yep. I meant in the game, Rod.
Oh, yes, of course. No, it says, go to jail, move directly to jail, do not pass...
Yeah, all right. Off you go, then.
Beg your pardon?
Move your top hat into jail.
I don't like it in there.
Why not? Don't you fancy the grub or something?
Now, don't be silly. It's just that while I'm in there, you buy up all the railway stations.
All right, well, don't go then.
I've got to go. It says so on this card. It says go to jail, move directly
to jail.
Oh, blimey,
don't start that all over again. Look, can you see what I've got here?
What is it?
It's a get-out-of-jail-free card. I could sell it to you.
No, I couldn't afford it. I've only got 35 quid, and last week when we were playing, you wanted 3,000 for it.
Yeah, well, all right. All right, well, this time you could have it for a tenner.
Oh, Jack, can I really?
Be my guest.
Oh, Tom. Here you are, 2 fives. You know, Jack, you're being much nicer today than you were last week. You were like a bear with a sore head then.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry about last week, Ron. It's just that Leslie and I had a bit of a domestic crisis at home.
Oh, I see. All right now, is it?
Yep. Over the weekend, things became a lot rosier.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that.
In fact, it seems it won't be long now before I cop my share of me mum's lolly.
Oh, made any plans, have you?
Yeah, matter of fact, I have, yeah. I started thinking about it last night. I was looking at one of them globes that you keep biscuits in, and suddenly I got the idea of going round the world. But then I dropped it.
Did all the biscuits break?
I dropped the idea, Ron, not the globe.
Oh, yeah, I see what you mean.
Well, a bit too expensive, that. Mind you, I'm still going to start off with a good holiday. Somewhere with golden sands and clear blue sea.
Southend's nice.
No, Ron, I was thinking of somewhere a bit further away.
How? Oh. What about Newquay?
Oh, blimey. I am talking about somewhere across the water.
Oh, well, in that case...
And don't say the Isle of Wight.
I wasn't going to.
Good.
I was thinking of the Isle of Man. I went there once. We had a smashing time.
No, I mean somewhere exotic. Hawaii, for instance.
Oh, that's where the girls wear grass skirts, isn't it?
Yeah, and all the fellas chase them with lawnmowers.
Do they?
Anyway, after I've had a good holiday, I'm thinking of buying myself a little pub somewhere.
If it was near here, I could pop in and have a lemonade shandy with you now and again.
Oh, it wouldn't be anywhere around here. It'll be deep in the countryside, somewhere really quiet, sort of place you keep banging your head on the beams.
Oh, that sounds nice. I'd like that.
Yes, I expect you would. Well, come on, get on with the game.
Whose turn is it?
Yours. Off you go.
Right. Six. One, two, three, four, five, six. Chance. Oh, no, I bet I'll get another one of those cards, you know, go to jail, move directly to
Ron,
jail.
Ron. Just take the card, love.
Yeah, all right. There, I done it.
Well, look at it.
Oh, yeah. It's not one of those.
Well, there you are, then. Nothing to worry about, was there?
No, silly and I.
What's it say, then?
Move forward 3 spaces.
Well, go on, then. And look, don't take it so serious. It's only a game, isn't it?
Right. 1, 2, 3, Mayfair.
Mayfair? Right. 4 houses and a hotel. That is 2,000 quid, you owe me. Now, you better mortgage everything you've got.
3 little mates were all unwary, came from ladies' seminary. 3 little mates are we.
Where are the other two gone, then?
I beg your pardon?
No, it doesn't matter. Well, I've just crossed another one off.
What are you talking about?
The chart I've got on the side of the wardrobe. Only 11 weeks and 3 days to go now.
Ah, I see what you mean.
I did the same thing when I was doing my national service on the back of the loo door. Mind you, that was an holiday compared to this.
Yeah, well, I'm not exactly ecstatic with the situation myself.
Yeah, that must be the postman. I'll go.
Yes, all right, I'll pour the coffee out. We can't afford to be too long. We'll be late for work. Mind you, the little you do in dispatch, they'll probably never miss you.
Ah, come on. Don't start being snide. Let us try, both of us, to make a big effort for the next 11 weeks. Then we'll be both in the money.
Yes, all right, I'm sorry.
Right.
You're quite right. What's in the post?
My football pools. Need do them anymore? Oh, and here's a letter for you.
Oh, thanks. Here's your copy.
Well.
From the solicitors.
Acknowledging your letter, I expect?
Yes, probably. Ooh. Oh, no.
What's the matter?
Just a minute.
What are you doing?
Looking for something.
What?
The codicil Mum wrote.
I thought I told you to tear it up.
Well, I didn't. I forgot. Ah, here we are.
Well, for heaven's sake, tear it up now.
I can't.
What do you mean you can't? You've got it in your hand there. I recognise Mum's blue notepaper.
No, I haven't. This is the letter I wrote to Brown last Saturday, the one you did the envelope for, the one you posted.
What are you talking about? How can you have it there if I sent it off?
Well, I have. You'd better start spending this evening extending your precious chart.
What are you on about?
In your disgusting drunken state, you sent him the only copy of the codicil. He'd never have known about it but for you. You've committed us for the next 3 years.
Oh, no.
In this week's Share and Share Alike, written by Harold Snowd and Michael Knowles, you heard Michael Robbins as Jack Burrows, Hugh Paddock, Leslie, Elizabeth Morgan, Janice, Dennis Bond, Ron, and Ron Pember as Sid the Milkman. The show was produced by John Dias.